In most families, there are those who are very good, those who are very bad, and the bunch in between. Radio rookie Michael Lewis's family is no exception. Among the members of his immediate family, there's the sister with a master's degree in creative writing, and the brother who dealt drugs. While Michael likes to express himself artistically, as he tells us, he's also drawn to his brother Junior's outlaw ways.
I've always written poetry and been good at it. And now I write raps too. I try to keep my poems and my raps in separate books, but a lot of them are scattered all over my house or pushed under my bed. Writing is one of the few things I do that hasn't got me in trouble.
I'm in the backyard right now with Junior, and I'm about to recite this poem that I wrote for him. Reynold James Lewis Jr., born innocent, drawn into it. Robbery and crack sales, decisions by the black male. Miserably headed back to jail. Fast money, flash cash, black dummy, backlash. Looking at the world past, sitting in the back trap. He's designed to excel, but he's confined to his cell. His mind's in a well. For a while it was hell, then a smile came with bail. Now it's time to rewind where he fell. He won't fail. You think about it, Junior?
I like it. Can't think of nothing else to say about it. It's good.
Think it's the truth?
Yeah, in a way.
My brother came home from jail in June. He was arrested for intending to sell krills. That's crack.
It's Junior! He still got his Hercules chain.
Hi, everybody.
And I wrote a rap for you and all that.
He was in for about 3 months.
Damn, how the hell do it feel? You was locked for mad long, wrote a letter saying you come home the end of August, and now how it felt for them to say Reynold Lewis, you free.
Alright, this is good.
Alright, this is good.
I was surprised until yesterday the pre-trial lady came. She's like, I don't know if you know this, but you're gonna be bailed out tomorrow sometime.
Can't believe it's Junior.
When we was little, my brother Junior and I looked a lot alike. He's 2 years older than me. I'm 17. And as a kid, I remember getting called the wrong name. Now my brother is dark skinned, mustache and beard, medium build. His eyes are always low for being high. He has a short afro and a big gold chain.
Jandora. Junior's back.
Me and my brother have always chilled together. We shared the same room since I was born. And a lot of what I know I've learned from him. He always wanted to beat me up. He's a bully. I used to tell on him if he stole candy or broke something because I knew it was wrong. I didn't know nothing about snitching. Mom would scream at him and he would bark on me. Mom saw me as her favorite one. It was always Junior's fault.
Were we close?
Oh, you and Junior used to be best buddies when you were growing up. I used to feel very happy that I had two boys so close that you all used to be best friends. Always somebody to play with.
One day, Mom asked Junior to drop me at school. It was my first day of junior high. While we were walking, he lit up a beady, an Indian cigarette. I asked him what he was doing. And he put this smirk on his face. Then he passed it to me. I took it, took a pull, and started coughing. Then I gave it back. He said, now if you ever tell Mom again, I'm going to tell her you smoked. I think I was 11. Eventually, I moved on to smoking trees. You know, weed. Now I smoke trees every day. I skip school, walk around, visit friends, smoke some more. If it wasn't for that, I'd probably be in college now. My grades went from hundreds to zeros. I could do the work, but most of the time, I'm too damn bent, too high.
Michael, you stink.
Not doing.
Michael, you're smelling high. You smell marijuana.
No, I don't.
You stink.
How could I smell high?
You stink. Michael, was that necessary?
What?
Smoke. You have to stop the smoking. You have to get help. You're going to go into rehab.
When I started smoking, Junior was happy that I was becoming like him. I liked finding out what his life was about. We had to get money every day. We'd get on a train and go to a white high school in a white neighborhood. I called it Victim Heaven because it was full of Vicks. White kids wearing fresh leather jackets. It was easy. You just go stand up next to a kid, whisper in his ear, put your arm around him. A North Face jacket costs $120. You're not going to buy that new in a store when you can just take it off somebody. I had one in every color.
Do you think you set a good example for me?
No, not really. I don't want to. I'm not going to sit up here and lie. Like, yeah, I set example and all that. I do what I do. You have your own brain. But the examples that I do try to set for you, I don't see you trying to take heed to it. You just do what you want. If me and you spent more time together, and you would pay more attention to how I handle things.
When I was 13, we tried to rob a kid. What we didn't realize was he called the cops. My brother didn't listen when I said, let's leave. The cops came and arrested us. We wound up on a barge at Rikers right before Christmas.
I remember on the barge, I only cried like once because I looked out my window and saw the lights on Rikers Island. It reminded me of the Christmas tree.
Cause I think I cried too like that time on Christmas Day, I think. After I finished talking to my mother, I just turned around and seen Michael. And I was realizing how I messed up everything for him. Like, dad, Christmas. That's like the most important holiday for a kid besides their birthday. And now he got to miss it because he in here with me.
Then New Year's 2000, the millennium, was at a detention center. Altogether, it was more than 3 months until I came home.
Ever since I was a little kid, I've always wondered when I'm going to be in the year 2000. Dad, car's probably going to be flying by then.
So when the ball was dropping, only level threes could be outside their cell to watch it drop. And I was level one, so I had to stay in my cell.
The prison guards had teased him for bringing his little brother to jail. He seemed so mad at himself that I couldn't be mad at him for long. Later, Junior got arrested for dealing krills. He got himself in that predicament. He's letting other people put the battery in his back. That means think for him. The lesson I learned from my brother going back to jail was to think for myself. Still, I'm not going to school, but I do graffiti, which I think is an art form. My tag name is Rack, and it's all over Brooklyn. It stands for Run At Kids. But I got arrested this spring for doing graffiti in a subway station. The other thing I do besides graffiti is keep writing.
Mom, it's a poem that I wrote for you.
Really?
Yeah. You've always been there telling me you care, but your words just ran through my ears. It's you I need to thank for living, putting food out on Thanksgiving, smell of turkey and burning of ham, from working early and returning of cans, mom strong as Harriet Tubman, moving milestones for a family's production.
Wow.
Like it?
Yes, you're making me cry.
Why are you crying, Mom?
Because sometimes I don't always know how you feel, Michael. You don't always act the way, you know, what you just said is kind of surprising to me.
Yeah. My poem touched Mommy. I feel good that I touched my mother's feelings. Now she likes me again.
Mom thinks me and my brother should stop doing what we want to do. She feels that we're disrespectful and we don't listen. Mostly she screams, but when she's tired, she talks about how good we used to be.
One important thing, Michael. When I was raising you and Junior when you were little, we used to go out a lot. We used to be members of the Brooklyn Children's Museum. We used to go to the library a lot. The neighbors used to call me the go-go girl. There goes the go-go girl again with her children.
Mom is trying to tell me that she tries and I don't. But she doesn't give me the credit for the things I do well. I keep trying to make decisions for myself, but mostly they are the wrong ones. I messed up countless times. I don't know if I'm going to keep following my brother or not.
I've been through ups, I've been through downs. My pencil's up, my pen is down. Erase mistakes, I've been around. Create my faith on different grounds. Listen, learn, study to a certain degree. And pay attention is free. One day they might be mentioning me. On the radio or TV. I gotta set my goals and go to the T. That's the top if God is willing. Gotta stop the lifestyle I'm living. There's a spot on file for mama's children. I doubt it's outside the building selling crack. Maybe a doctor or a congressman laying back on a wealthy track. But I could really see me making it from rap.
For WNYC, I'm rookie reporter Michael Lewis.
Junior is currently out on bail. With 8 outstanding charges against him, he faces up to 45 years in prison. You can learn more about radio rookies at WNYC.org. And click on Open Mic to talk about their stories.